Welcome to the doghouse, where I had this eerie feeling watching Supercross this morning that this was like all too predictable. You know, like it's getting to the point when I'm watching the Supercross races where I'm starting to feel like, okay, you know, they're gonna pour out all this love for Ken Roczen, right? Ken Roczen gets a good start, so Ken Roczen, like, and he walks on waters, he can do anything stuff. I get that, right? But it's the results, and I'm just watching it, and even Deegan, you know, getting an okay start and then, you know, basically taking over the lead. I'm going to say something that's going to sound probably crazy to most anybody listening and probably you guys as well. This feels almost like it's fixed to me.
You be crazy.
I'm going to say, you have such an opinion for two races in.
I know, but I'm just... I'm just telling you.
Hasn't won a race in 10 years.
I'm just saying that I had this sense during watching the race. Both of them, you know.
10 years since Eli Tomac won a race.
No, yeah, last week.
Yeah.
I'm just 2 weeks ago.
Before this year, right?
Yeah, before this year.
And then we had a first-time winner last week in ANSI, or I don't know, maybe not, but probably.
Well, you know. Until, yeah, ANSI was looking good again, right? The start of the race.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but, well, until Deegan, you know, bombed him, right, on an inside turn.
I say that was racing.
I agree. I agree it is racing. Yeah.
There was nothing wrong with that.
Or was it scripted?
Okay, Ken. This isn't the NBA or the WWE. It could be.
Yes.
If it was fixed, they would definitely have Malcolm winning more.
I'm just waiting for the FBI to come out and announce indictments against all of them.
Look, if you can have Lee Diffie thrown in jail so I don't have to hear him, I'm fine. I'll bet.
Well, I think he's more likely to be deported, but, you know.
But Lee Diffie is going to be on Supercross.
Make sure ICE investigates him. Ken, you're a genius.
Yes.
But Lee Diffie's off Supercross for the next 7 rounds. I don't know what's going on, but he's not going to be. He's not.
Maybe he's hiding from ICE.
Yeah.
I've been turning the sound off and doing my own narration. It's terrible.
Oh my God.
But
that might be worse.
It's terrible, but it's mine.
Or be like that guy from Koru.
I wish they would never got rid of Ralph Sheehan.
That was about 8 years ago, Warren.
I know, but they should. I mean,
he came on the show. He came on the show just to kind of whine about his treatment, and he
deservedly,
right,
in my opinion.
Yeah, before they started fixing the races.
Okay, the headline for this show will be Ken Believes the Fix Is In.
Conspiracy Theory Ken.
I'm telling you, if Roczen gets another podium and Tomac wins another race and it's three in a row, that's it. It's done.
Okay, who's going to beat even an old Tomac? Sexton can't keep up.
He can't stay upright.
Sexton can't stay on two wheels.
He had a terrible start, yes, but he
horses out.
Look, the script says Jet Lawrence doesn't ride, so his second choice would be Tomac. But we got to get Roczen on there because we love Roczen.
If it was fixed, Ken Roczen would be winning the races. That's the only argument.
I think they tried and he's failing. I think he's just feeling he can't follow the script either.
Because they'd be like, there'd be a little button on Tomac's handlebars that would like fake engine blow up. Here's the smoke.
Well, somebody didn't follow the rules. Yeah. So we'll find out next week.
But Sexton, you want to talk about the 450s now or go with the 250s?
Go ahead.
Who doesn't matter.
Yeah, I guess that. Sexton, you know, he whacked Cooper Webb pretty hard, put him down, and Cooper Webb is not very happy with it. He said, you know, I think we'll get him back in the next race or two.
You know what that means. Because the way they do the penalties, if they think it's intentional. I haven't seen the tape.
You always end those statements with allegedly.
Yeah, or we'll have to look at the tape. I'm not really sure what happened.
Right.
But But even though Sexton, even though he wrecked, he had a terrible start hitting the starting the gate before
it was,
drop.
He tried to, and he actually said, you know, he said, I tried to jump the gate and I screwed up.
Yep. Even with that, even with, you know, his incident with Cooper, even dropping the bike, he still finished fourth.
Yeah, he did.
On a new bike. I mean, he's on Kawasaki this
That's
year.
That's what the script said. Telling you.
So I'm still a fan of Sexton, but I don't know why. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm going to say you might want to send him a love letter because he doesn't know why either.
He's the only guy who can win a race that isn't being forced down our throat.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, right? Pretty much.
Well, they're not talking. Hey,
you have to like him. You have to like him.
That's Roxon. They don't really talk that much about Tomac. Even when he was in the lead, they didn't talk about him very much.
They don't like him.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
They're mad. He's winning. He's beating the Golden Boy. And he's not too far from locking Jet out.
Yeah, but Jet's, I mean, Jet's not
it's
there.
Gonna be,
so.
I don't know. I haven't heard a date.
I'm just saying, if Jet misses five or six more rounds and Tomac sweeps him.
Well, if I was writing the script,
yeah.
Okay, I would say you let Tomac pull out a big lead. You keep Roxon in there so he's competitive, right, points-wise, all that. Jet comes out way behind. And then he wins everything the rest of the way out so they can scream Jet Lawrence, the greatest comeback in all time.
Okay.
That's what you'll hear from Lee Diffie.
If you were going to say, yeah, that's true. That is another point.
Yep.
If I was writing the script, right, I would think, what was it, about 10 years ago when Tomac peeled off 10 races in a row, wins, and still lost to Dungey?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
the last two races he crashed out of.
Yep.
Right? I could see them doing something like that with Roxon, like lots of seconds for Roxon and stuff.
It could be, yeah. Yeah. That's not a bad one. You know something? Maybe we're better at coming up with these things than we are at actually reporting on the real news.
I mean, maybe.
I think we are. I'm fine with that. I think it
All
is.
All right, here we go. Let's do a little prediction. Let's see how good we are in storylines.
Okay. For the book of no accountability.
What do you think the podium is?
This weekend, Anaheim Deuce.
I think it will be Tomac Roxon because the guy that snuck in between the two of them this week he's in trouble already, so they're going to pay him back next week.
Oh, Hunter.
So they
Hunter?
Want they want yeah Hunter. They,
oh, you're
they,
talking about
they want
the powers that be.
Yeah, the powers
failed,
that be.
Failed entertainment.
Yeah, they're going to be upset. Hunter could have got his podium, but cutting between Roxon and Tomac, no, that screws up the theme. Okay.
Oh,
yeah. So that screws up the theme.
Because
so
they
Hunter
never got
pay.
The rivalry, the Tomac Roxon rivalry they
never.
Wanted because Roxon's terrible.
Yeah, well, they never had it. But
that's what I'm saying.
But they did get the Jet Lawrence one that they wanted, and Jet Lawrence basically Tomac was so inconsistent that Jet Lawrence just walked all over him his first season.
Broken leg.
All kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah. He broke. So, I don't know.
Yeah. So I'm sticking with my, and okay. We'll see if I'm right. Jet Lawrence is going to come back and wins out, and they'll be just screaming about the greatest comeback in Supercross history.
I would put that in the book of no accountability, but that's so close to being realistic that I'd be scared.
Yeah.
I'd literally be scared.
Yeah. I agree with that.
250s. I don't know. I just kind of feel like reality.
Oh, it's Danger Boy the whole way because that's what they want.
Yeah, I don't see. He looks so much better than everybody else.
And Levi Kitchen is not showing up. I mean, he did have a decent comeback in the race, but Levi Kitchen keeps making mistakes.
Yeah, he went down in the first turn of the
main. Yeah, so no. And the thing about it is they don't get enough. The thing is, Levi Kitchen will never get enough press. And Danger Boy is the guy who gets it all the time because his dad's
great
a
name.
Bad boy, you know.
Yeah,
right?
Great name and you know all the stuff that goes around it.
Yeah,
and he won by 8 seconds.
Yeah,
yeah. So, anyways, yeah.
That's kind of an easy prediction, but remember that's only the West.
Yeah, I haven't even looked at the East roster yet.
No,
I don't even know. I'm trying to think. I don't even know who's riding in the East. I guess.
Well, I the I mean, the rosters are such that I don't know who half the people on the roster is in the West. So I imagine it's just as bad in the East.
And I'm okay with that. Maybe some new talent will start rising up and force the older guys out.
Or,
the man, you got to beat the man.
Now you're going to have more older guys.
No, I've changed that. It's no longer you got to beat the man. Okay, you have to outage
the man.
Okay,
you have to pay
that's what
man.
You have to do. And that's certainly true in 450s, right? Yeah,
you got to beat the grandpa.
As long as you beat the man, you got to beat the grandpa.
That's true. Hey. I've always thought that you start with the parents and then you work your way up, right?
I don't like it, but you know, if you can't beat Tomac, then he's going to be the champion.
Wow, I just don't think I really don't think that's possible.
So many stars healthy. Would have to align, right. Yeah. He's old, healing yeah. harder, and he's yep. choked more times than he's won.
Oh,
yeah, he did. He was yeah. I mean, exclude him. Phil said
nicknames. I'd call him Eli Heimlich Maneuver Tomac.
That the actual saying that it's his championship to lose was created by Tomac.
It was
okay. Yes, it was.
And that really is 100% true.
And that really pissed off Chase Sexton, who said, "Wait, I know how to lose more championships than anybody else.
I'm better at that than him.
Watch me throw this bike over the berm."
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that was kind of terrible. 250s, yeah, was not that great of a race.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
To me, the biggest news in the 450s was Malcolm was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was surprised a little bit with the dislocated shoulder the week before.
But who wasn't there?
Austin Faulkner wasn't there, for one. I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, that's not news. That's not news.
Right? That's not news.
That's not, I was going to say, that's not news.
I mean, Anderson was out, right? I didn't see him, did I?
Yeah, Jason Anderson? I'm not sure.
Yeah, he was out on injury, I think. I'd have to Google that.
He wasn't. He wasn't there.
I don't remember him being there.
And somebody who was there but was basically a no-show was Prado. He was on the podium last week.
There were a lot of people that were in the back half of the field that were, you know, people that at least you'd recognize their names.
Jason Anderson has some kind of injury, I think.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was, but he wasn't at the race.
Maybe he watched Malcolm's dive bombing event where he got dive bombed and that was enough he's having the post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Yeah. Barsha wasn't there, was he?
No, Barsha wasn't there.
He was out.
That's who wasn't there that I was mentioning, right? The guy that got – this is why Malcolm's such a tank. The guy that bombs him is probably one of the biggest riders, right? And it was one of the worst out-of-nowhere accidents that happened.
It was a terrible hit.
Yeah, and Malcolm was – he was injured and – he came back and raced, and I didn't think there was any way. I figured he's going to miss at least a couple weeks.
So I was going to
finish in the top 10.
Last week I was going to call him something, but I figured people get all mad. And it was, to me, it was a total Monty Python reference. I was going to call him the Black Knight because, like, you know, they chop his arm off. He's like, but a scratch. You know, Malcolm has a whole bike lands on his shoulder. It's like dangling. And there he is racing the next week. He's like,
he walked away holding his left arm up. So, you know, it wouldn't fall off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he knew where it was. he's a horse. He's just a big dude.
He is. It's very different from his older brother. Very different.
So anyways, they go back to Anaheim again.
Grandpa Heim, which guarantees we know who's going to win, one of the two grandpas.
Yeah, well, it's going to be Tomac, right?
It's on the script. It's in the script. Yeah, it's got to be Tomac because he's got to be able to build a sizable lead for Jet to have the greatest comeback of all time, right?
Yeah, yeah, because Tomac they're really pissed off they can't call him the greatest of all time because you had the GOAT.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. You could be right on that.
Yeah, we'll find out.
All right, we'll you guys out. Ready for a little MotoGP news? It's a little weird news.
Yeah, I have a little bit of MotoGP news, but go ahead.
I'd like to thank a listener, Chris Vermeulen, former MotoGP rider. I'm not saying I know for sure he listens, but he's attributed as saying Christopher Mullen has put forth, this is according to MotoGP Weekend, that's a Facebook page and a website, has put forth a controversial theory about the 2025 bike choice, suggesting Mark Marquez played a decisive role in pushing the factory towards a machine that did not suit Pecco Bagnaia. You know, it's really cool that you listen. Give her brother some credit.
That would be nice.
All you had to say is, as heard on the doghouse.
But if you're a rider, do you push them to a bike that best suits you, or do you push it to your competition?
Right. That's
you would always do that. Everybody would do
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. But we talked about that 8 months ago. And they're like,
it's not new news. It's not new news. It's obvious. Every lead rider and every team would do that. And every does what? Do that. And every rider and every team does that.
Oh, I thought you said lead rider.
No, lead rider, yeah.
He would be the lead
rider. I mean, he's clearly the lead rider on the team.
I'm gonna save that for later.
The one that makes the most money. How's that?
He's like, I can't fully verify the source. My name is Phil from the doghouse. That's the source, buddy. Phil from the doghouse. I don't know.
And he's invading Greenland next week.
Me? I'm it's going to feel as cold as it is outside here today. It feels like it.
Yeah.
I'm ready for Greenland. Like, hey, bring it on.
I'm in Central Florida, and it was chilly today.
It snowed up in Daytona. I saw videos in Pensacola.
I heard in North, up near Pensacola it did. In Northern Florida it did. I don't think Daytona.
I saw some video a friend of mine put up.
What, like flurries or something?
Flurries, yeah.
Yeah. I can believe that. It was cold enough. We got down into the upper 30s.
South is Orlando. I've been in Orlando.
Yeah, it happens.
The PRI show and had
It's pretty rare.
Walked in the snow.
It happens. It does happen. And it was cold enough here that it would have melted on contact, but it's cold enough here the other day that it could have a little bit of dusting could have happened.
Did you have
but
to
it,
dodge the iguanas falling out the trees?
We don't have iguanas here, they're further south, but yeah, people were dropping like they said it was raining iguanas south of here.
Do you watch that woman who like hunts the iguanas on YouTube?
I have seen that, yes.
I've seen it, but I don't follow her.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. I follow her. I don't care what she shoots. I'm like, yeah, right on.
Hey, and it's just 58 more days till spring, so
2 months.
Yeah.
2 months. It will be a cold one. But yeah, all right, Ken, you said you had some MotoGP news.
Yeah, Mark Marquez just signed a new 2-year contract.
With
Ducati.
Yeah.
They locked him in to keep him from being able to go back to HRC. He's locked in now for 2 years, through 28.
I don't think he was going to go back to HRC.
That's effectively three seasons. He's going to move to Ducati, which means he'll be done, which means that'll take him to the end of his career.
Yeah, more than likely.
Yep.
I don't know.
Three more championships and he'll be done.
40?
I don't think so. No.
No.
Once he breaks Valentino. Once he breaks Agostini's record,
he'll retire. Yeah.
He'll get that this year. He'll get Valentino's this year. He'll knock him off. He's tied with him now, so he'll knock him out of the way this year. So, but yeah, he signed a contract. The detail, they're going to have a big ceremony where they announce it later this month, but he did sign the contract. And of course, no details are going to come out until after that. But I imagine they locked him up for, you know, they'll have him for the next 3 years. I'm sure it's probably mucho dineros.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, it'll be some stupid money.
I guarantee, let's put it this way. The record, all-time record, is Quartararo's contract. I guarantee it will exceed that.
It better.
Yeah, yeah.
If it doesn't, Spain should go to war with France.
Should do that anyway. I'm in favor of that anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is the French.
Yeah, it's the French. Yeah. It's like, what are they going to do? Beat you to death with a baguette?
Surrender.
Phil would take it, need it.
I saw a great meme. It was that, I guess France is on the side of Denmark. And if the listeners, if you don't know, we're American. Right? Yeah. And,
yeah. If you hadn't figured it out by now.
Well, I don't want anybody to think we're Canadian, eh?
Yeah.
But,
what are you talking about?
Anyways, I saw something where it was like, France was told Denmark they were going to help him out and send him like 50,000 white flags.
Like, Denmark doesn't need Denmark. Oh, Denmark only needs like 14. That's all.
I know
they need.
That was a funny part. They were like, "No."
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. So that's a bit. That's the biggest off-season news, I think, and it's kind of like they're holding it. I mean, I'm surprised actually that they signed him. Was able to sign him for 2 more years. I thought he'd only sign for 1 more year so he could have that fun bidding war the following year between HRC wants him back bad. And everybody, other manufacturer will get into
it.
I
just don't see him going back to HRC at all, ever. I just don't think.
Well,
you
haven't seen the 2027 bike, so
we got the new bikes coming out, so who knows? But Ducati's is still the cream of the crop right now.
Right now, nobody knows. 2027 is a wild card.
I'm sure Marquez knows what's coming out, I'm sure he looked at what they got on the drawing board for
New bikes. Some of the stuff that I've read actually says that, you know, who's the furthest ahead on the 2027 bike? It's Yamaha.
I mean, Yamaha is they've been slow and underpowered for years.
Yes.
That's because they're not making any changes to their current bike.
Oh, yeah, hey,
you
I don't
guys
think so.
KTM is now owned by that Indian company, right?
Yep. 100%. Fully owned? Yep.
Yeah.
So, okay, cool. All right. Well, that means each bike comes with a squishy. That means,
you know. Oh, you're terrible.
There goes our last Indian listener.
No, there's always more.
There's always many
there's
replacements.
Like a billion.
Oh, God. There goes our next to last one.
I mean, they get 15 on a bike. They'll have no problem listening to the show.
They're like, I mean, they're not North Korea where they think we're a cooking show, but they're not.
Right.
But anyways, hey, listen.
And now there goes Kimil Jung. I mean, he's the only one who could listen to us.
Motorsport.com has an article, and they have Francesco Bagnaia, also known as Pico Bagnaia, also the MotoGP rider, saying, I have potential to make Marquez's life harder in 2026. What's he going to think of? Then you got to Tanya Harding him?
I think it's this new regulation that says that Bagnaia gets to ride on the back of Marquez's bike.
He reaches his arm out in front of him.
It's like, let's see how well you lean into the curves, whether you're getting a reach around.
or it's going to be a Tanya Harding thing where you get
the
kneecap.
That's what I was thinking. Like, yeah. I'm going to kneecap him in the garage. Yeah. I don't know. Crazy, crazy world. Yeah. Anything else? I don't know. That kind of seems like just about it, right?
Well, since you guys said something that triggered a thought in my head, I just went out and said, who is the betting odds-on favorite for winning next year's championship? Top five.
In MotoGP. Okay. It's got to be Marquez.
Well, number five is they're predicting Pedro Acosta is fifth on the list. Bagnaia, Alex Marquez, Bezzecchi, and, of course, Mark Marquez has the inside track.
Is that AI
track.
Or is that?
No, this is off of sportsbetting.net.
That's the top five. Do they go beyond the top five?
Yeah. Because
I want to know where Rats Gadioglu comes in.
Well,
they don't. They only have seven listed.
Eighth.
Eighth is right. Yeah. Likelihood. Yeah.
I'll help you out. Well, don't read too much into that.
Oh, no, it's too early for anything.
I mean, I all the time at work, I have to explain how gambling works to people.
Yeah.
Odds are never based on who a bookie thinks going to win. Odds are based on who he can get even money to bet each side.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And also like Vegas odds are based heavily on they start out with initial odds and then based on the betting, right? Because they're under control what their
all
risk is, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So
all of them.
So, and we know there's more bad opinions than good opinions, and the bad opinions tend to sway the numbers more than the good opinions, right? Yeah. So, another piece, it's not really news, but apparently, because I brought up Rats Gadioglu, apparently Rats Gadioglu and Mark Marquez have built a pretty close relationship, but you know who Rats Gadioglu says is having the greatest impact in his adjustment to MotoGP with a season that hasn't started yet, of course? Who do you think it would be?
I'm going to guess it's somebody weird like Brad Binder.
Okay, that's a guess. Okay, Warren?
Bezecchi?
No, it's actually it's an ex-writer, actually.
Well, you didn't tell us that.
I just said who. I didn't say anything other than who. You know, who is pretty broad.
Well, we would, yeah.
Okay, but Trump.
Wait, what?
I would have thought it would have been somebody who's currently on the track, but okay. If it's off the track,
it is somebody. Rossi?
Ben Spies. How's that? That's who I'm saying.
Okay,
it is.
Well, that would have been an
is
interesting.
Is it Rossi?
No, Andre Dovizioso.
Oh.
Yeah. Why? Why do you think that is?
Yeah, that's a weird thing.
Why do you think that is?
Well, they both ain't Turkish.
Well, Dovizioso did have a stint as a Yamaha rider, not a very glorious one. So I'm not sure he got much he can offer him. From that standpoint, Rossi rode a better Yamaha.
Does Dovizioso maybe own like his marketing and management team of
That's actually a good question, Phil. I don't know the answer to. Yeah, but that's all he said. In the interview, he said, you know, that he's developed this real good friendship and it's making a huge difference in his.
So now we had to watch.
With Yamaha? Did I miss that?
Did you what? Does he have anything to do with Yamaha his role?
He could. Development?
Well, he's not a test rider for anybody right now. He may be development. He may be a development guy for you. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm kind of curious as to why he's talking with Raz, unless maybe he's trying to pry him from.
Or Dovizioso is not working for anybody right now. I don't know, but apparently they formed.
Yeah, but that's dumb. I'm going to show up to work.
He could have a job that's not directly related to a team, is what I'm saying, right? He could have a job at something.
He could be a freelance mental acuity coach.
He could do something in media for Sky News or something, for all we know. But whatever. No, it'd be Italia, News Italia or something. But, yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Oh, and my God, maybe he's going to take Lee Dippy's spot on Supercross.
Oh, God, please. I'll take that. Especially if they don't speak English, that would be an improvement. Apparently, him and Mark Marquez have developed some sort of a kinship between the two of them that was sparked by a... DG Antonio, they did a dinner. They all went out to dinner together, the three of them, and I guess Marquez and him, and they, you know, they formed a bit of a friendship, and they've stayed kind of in touch. But you know, they all get kind of close to the other people in the paddock. But Dovizioso, apparently, he says, is making the biggest difference. Because Marquez is not going to tell him any secrets.
If he runs into anybody this season, we will know. But there is some kind of link between the two.
When he's being lapped, is that what you're saying?
Well, if he runs into anybody, if he crashes anybody.
Dovizioso, and this is 2022.
That's a long time ago.
2024.
Okay.
Dovizioso tried out again, MotoGP in a private test at Misano, and it was a Yamaha.
So maybe he's associated with Yamaha somehow, like a brand ambassador or something?
Yeah, it looks like here that he was... I guess he raced once for him back in 2021, and then
yes, he did.
2022, yeah. He did that in 2022, and in 2024 to the present, he's a Yamaha Motor Racing test rider.
Okay, so that's how they got together.
I don't know. I mean, I'm getting that off of Wikipedia, so don't.
Yeah, no, yeah.
If it's wrong, don't beat me up on it.
Yeah,
I this is spur of the moment checking.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, that makes sense. That's what it brought them together. Yeah. So he's saying Dovizioso is helping him a lot. I don't know. I was going to say I would have picked somebody who won some championships, but that's my
bias.
I mean, if you think about it, like Turkey and Italy have like a long history, right? I mean, remember Plus?
Not all of it good.
Right? It was in Rome. It was supposed to be in Rome, but they filmed it in Turkey.
In Turkey, that's kind of one empire going against the Roman Empire, right? Wasn't that the Ottomans versus the Romans?
Yeah, but I'm just saying modern day, right? Plus, a show about Rome was filmed in Turkey.
And Ottomans came long. They came long.
It's like lasagna and stuffing. It doesn't go together. No, sorry. You would like that.
I feel like I probably would.
Yes.
It's been the Doghouse here on ntnradio.com. We'll be back next week. Check us out on Spotify. Follow, subscribe, all that good stuff.